Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 4th of February. We've caught up with Stefan Olivier, the CEO of MX Oil. Are you there, Steph?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Good, good. Your company is one that was something of a darling in 2014. There was a lot of kind of uptake when we were covering it and chatting, and really in the early part of the year, I've been asked quite a lot about MX Oil and what's been going on. So I'm really pleased that you agreed to come on, and thanks for that. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions regarding kind of the oil price and how that kind of helps you in negotiating for these bidding rounds and blocks that you're looking to acquire. I know when I spoke to your chairman recently, he was quite vocal on it being something of an advantage. And now we're actually seeing a kind of moderate turn in sentiment with the oil price. So it seems that people are a little bit more relaxed now, perhaps, than a couple of weeks ago when I spoke to Andrew. So I just wondered if you had any comments on that.
Yeah. Well, perversely enough, there are benefits of operating in a weaker oil market. We've seen the call for shallow offshore and 32 companies get into the data room and pre-qualify for that call in a higher price environment. That could have easily been north of 200 companies. So that bodes well for us in the sense that there'll be less competition. A lower bid will likely win a block. And we'll possibly get larger blocks.
Okay, so we know that the pre-qualification onshore is, you know, very much in the game. How's things progressing there, and you know, what kind of opportunities are you starting to kind of feel or hear coming your way?
Well, we know that the terms for the tender process limit any one entity to 5 blocks. We're targeting between 2 and 5. And because pre-qualification criteria has not yet been released for onshore, we're working off of what we do have, which is the criteria for offshore. And the government has stipulated that you need a production profile and $1 billion of historic investment in CapEx. The time we've spent recently in country has been for this very purpose, in finding a partner that ticks that box. We, as soon as the government issued the call for bids for onshore, which is effectively the start of pre-qualification, which we anticipate will be in the month of February, we'll look to execute a JV with that company that meets the criteria, that ticks that box.
Right, okay. So things really do seem to be kind of moving along for you guys. Needless to say, I mentioned it, that you've got something of a real support within the market when you brought this concept, you know, to investors. I don't think there's any doubt in your commitment, simply from the time that it's took me to try and pin you down to talk to you. It's clear that you're out in country and working tirelessly. But, you know, have you got any comments for your investors, and also, you know, you as the CEO, a bit of an overview of what you've been doing and what your expectations might be, both for yourself and your shareholders?
Of course, our primary objective is to pre-qualify, get our new partner signed up, post receiving the pre-qualification, the call for onshore. Aside from that, of course, I work very closely with Pat and Sergio in country, and they've identified some near-term cash flow assets and have been highly successful in the past, and look to replicate the same for us. So we're identifying other opportunities that could be significant for shareholders as we push forward with the tender process.
So it's pretty straightforward then in some respects. Now you've got your team established. Now you're kind of nearing the point where you start to get that pre-qualification underway. In some respects, a lot of the labour has been carried out forming that up, and to me it feels like it's a case of you just kind of waiting for the kind of starting gun to go off so you can actually crack on. The fact that you're looking at, to me, assets where you've got some near-term production would suggest that, and I know I don't want to push you on this, Steph, but it suggests to me that there's something a little interesting to kind of keep you salivating at the mouth. But, you know, on the record, what can investors expect moving forward in the short term from both yourself and Mexico?
I'm not entirely sure what I can say to that. We're anticipating, as I said, the government will be calling onshore this month, and we'll be following up rapidly thereafter with hopefully news that will will be very well received by shareholders, as we should be able to fulfil the criteria and get on with it.
All right. Well, that's Stefan Olivier, the CEO of MX Oil. I thank you for your time, Steph. Apologies if I seem to be pressing a little, but I've been accused of being too soft in the past. So, yeah, appreciate that, and have a good day.
And likewise, Mike. Speak to you soon.